The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisana's Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Premium!
You know what? I love the fact that he streamlined it. He don't even say it's anymore because right. that takes
right.
it.
He understood.
Like, fuck that. I'm just sticking with premium.
It's hard for Haitians, maybe. Maybe that's what the whole time we thought it was just his internet. He wasn't saying it's over there. That, we thought it was just blipping out the it's. He's just not been saying it.
He's just not saying it.
He's going to start saying Mia pretty soon.
You're listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
J-Man, you should see his face when he get ready to do this shit. Like, he's just like,
he got into character
and everything. He was just like, focused on this shit. Like,
did he wink at you? Like, he winked at you.
I did not wink.
I feel like, though, you know, he got his sea bearings. I think he was, you know, low altitude last week, you know, our first show back in the studio, and he kind of
he's using the tools that he gained from the time away,
right? And whatever breathing techniques or whatever he was doing when he was doing remote, he's back to it, because that's probably the best in studio.
Yeah.
So the corona is not you. If your lungs get better during the coronavirus, what does that mean? Because that's what I feel like is happening to Reggie. It's like I think
my lungs just had to get stronger because I was in China, man. That pollution over there is fucking bad, bro.
I think it has to do with, you know, adversity, because, you know, like, Haitians have had to overcome more things. So they're just, when you notice, like, you can probably just guess if somebody's Haitian by how well they do in times of adversity. You know what I'm saying? Because a normal person would probably just crumble and just, like, give up. Like, fuck this shit, commit suicide. Not a Haitian. Hey, they're used to it. So, like, when there's pressure, that's when they excel.
Yeah, diamonds.
I'm going to nerd up real quick. I was just watching Dragon Ball Z Super, the Broly story.
I cannot talk with you about this. Go ahead.
The Broly story, and that was the backstory of Broly, right?
Like, is he Haitian?
He's what are they called? What are they?
They all are Magwai. Aliens, though.
They're what?
They all are aliens.
No, but they're a breed, though. I forget the name of them, but they're Saiyans.
Pedigree.
No, they're Saiyans. The more he got pushed to his limit, the stronger, he's almost like the Hulk-like.
Right.
It produced more, the more adversity that he experienced, the stronger and smarter and better he got. He's
convenient.
He may be Haitian. So Saiyans and Haitians might be
sounds
like,
the same as AI. Both of them have AI in the word.
Yeah, call me, call me, ha.
Hold on, wait, is Haitian H-A-I-T-I-A?
H-A-I-T-I.
H-A-I-T-I.
Well, there's no E in Haitian.
There's none.
No, that's how we say it.
You can't say it. You can't say it.
How do you say it?
It's the same way.
How do you say it, French?
Spell it.
H-A-I-T-I.
Okay, well, do you know
E? No, you're leaving a letter out. H-I-A-T-I-A.
N.
A-I-T-I-A. So it's A-I, then I-A.
Haiti?
N.
Haitian.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Haiti. I was spelling Haiti.
So where'd the E come from?
No, I was spelling Haiti the whole time. So Haiti in our language is I-E-T. So you guys say
I-E-T?
I-E-T, but it's the same spelling, I-E-T. But in Creole,
what are you saying?
Check this out.
What are you saying when you say I-E-T?
That's Haiti.
That's just the whole word?
Yeah. You spell Haiti I-E-T.
But in Creole, so that's the thing. In Creole, it's spelled A-Y-E-T-I. I-E-T is spelled A-Y-E-T-I.
And how do you pronounce that?
That's in I-E-T. I-E-T.
So y'all don't call
I-E-T.
I-E-T. I'm so T-I-E-T.
So that's why you don't even say H's, because y'all don't
I-E-T. I guess so.
That maybe. Is it. They don't even fucking put it in there.
Like Haitian is, say Haitian. Haitian, Haitian.
Say it fast, though.
Haitian.
So your native tongue is to leave H's out.
I guess.
No, no, for real.
No, yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, I'm just now seeing that.
Your alphabet is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H.
I mean, Ash is the
How
same.
How you gonna step on my joke, man? I'm just trying to focus on alphabet, man.
You're like, leave us alone. We already got no fucking H's. Like, I mean,
it's an herpes.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're no. right. Because height is whoa. And it's spelled H-O-T.
Is that because he's real tall? Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey, PV.
What the hell?
What is Hermes? Isn't that something too? Like, Hermes, isn't that a Haitian?
Hermes? Like
Hermes?
The, like
Hermes?
The brand?
No, no, no.
Is that Spanish?
I don't know. I thought
Hermanas?
It was.
Hermes? Hermanas?
No, that's Hermes. Sister.
Nigga, that's Spanish.
Hermano.
Yeah. I thought it was a Greek god, no?
No. Hermes is, yes.
There's a Greek god named Hades.
But with no H, it would be Hermes, all right? Isn't that your guys? No.
They don't believe in gods.
They don't have Hermes?
They don't have Greek gods. Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Greek goats.
Did you learn Greek mythology in Haiti?
No, I studied
Greek. I'm sorry, in Haiti? In Yodi?
Haiti.
Haiti.
Haiti. No, not in Haiti. I learned about Greek mythology when I moved to the States. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like with Zeus, I thought that was just a Hercules story. I didn't think that was a real thing till I moved to the States. When I watched Hercules as a little kid in Haiti, I just thought that Zeus and Hercules was just for that little cartoon. I didn't think that was
talking about Disney?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think that was like a real, you know, thing.
Had you not even seen like Clash of the Titans or nothing like that before that? Like you never got into nothing like that? They did a VHS or beta?
Clash of the Titans just got to
right, I'm just saying.
I mean, you got to think too. Like
there was no beta, like you didn't get a Betamax through fucking Haiti of Clash of the Titans at one point?
Hercules was just one of the first cartoons I remember watching.
You don't know nothing about the Kraken?
Release the Kraken.
No.
Gosh damn it.
Really? I just remember Hercules is one of the first cartoons I remember. Like on my memory bank, I remember watching.
Your memory bank.
Yeah.
I love this dude, man. His memory bank.
So it was your first Disney experience was
now, my memory. Hercules is one of
my memory bank. I love this dude, man.
Cause I used to like that cartoon so much, and the way my mom used to feed me, she used to say, if you don't eat, you're not gonna be strong like Hercules. That's how she used to get me. So that's what I'm saying.
It didn't work.
When did you realize that wasn't gonna happen? Like regardless of whatever you ate, like how much goat did you consume?
You're the most opposite Hercules looking dude I've ever seen in my life.
What was mom feeding you? Cause I would like to know.
Just food. Just like I guess I was one of those kids that didn't like to eat. So that's how she used to get.
Are there kids out there like that?
That don't eat?
I always hear the commercials about the ones that can't eat. Not like the ones that are going hungry. Yeah, not the ones who choose to starve.
Yeah, I used to just never eat. So
what, did y'all have sugar cane in Haiti?
Oh, yeah, that was the shit. I used to stay on the sugar cane.
What?
Stay on it.
Yeah.
I used to stay on the sugar cane.
Is that like that root that the motherfuckers eat to get high?
Like a scarecrow. I used to stay on it.
But one thing is like, exactly though. When did you realize that Mom's was fucking with you. Like you were eating, you're like, fuck it. You believed at one point though, right?
Yeah,
like,
I guess as a little kid you did. Yeah.
What do y'all call Santa Claus in E-80?
Papa Noel.
Papa Noel. That's a cool. That's because of, Noel.
It's from the French.
Is he black?
No. Is Saint Nick from the French?
No, I'm saying in Santa Claus in French is Pierre Noel. No. Santa Claus.
Didn't know that. I thought he's Santa Claus. I thought he's Santa Claus everywhere.
You said Papa though, right?
Yeah. Papa's father.
Like a dad?
Yeah, Papa Noel.
That's weird.
It is a little bit. I don't want him to be my daddy. I mean, he got all the presents and shit. Like
some cookies.
It'd be a worse... you could have a worse daddy than fucking Santa Claus, I guess.
But he was white. It was the white image.
No, I mean, he's always white, right? There's no other...
But we didn't like believe in it like how Americans kids. Like we knew like it was just part of the story. We didn't think like this nigga was really giving us...
But guess what? Yeah. As American kids, guess what we didn't believe in?
Lugau.
Fucking Lugau. Yeah, right. So we just knew it was a made up fucking story. You believe that shit though, right?
Hey, Lugau is true, bro.
I bet. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, my nigga. Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
No, hold on. We got a
listener? We got a guest?
I think we have a guest.
Oh, man. Shit.
Let me make sure first.
Smooth. I hope that... How do you feel? Is confidence
high? You
better
win this time. You was talking a lot of shit on a Tuesday show. So...
Hey, confidence high?
Very much so. Confidence is always high. So
how?
French.
How can it be?
Pay attention.
How can...
To what I told you last show about what y'all gonna do.
Tell the guest, how do you maintain such a high level of confidence with a record like yours?
Hey, you still gotta...
listeners,
you still gotta keep believing. Pushing. You still gotta believe. You gotta keep the energy, J-Mac.
Stay the course.
You know, you... as you know, adversity will try to come in and just take you out. But
so you think you're Haitian?
I'm pushing through. Yeah. Hey, if you have the work ethic like a Jamaican or a Haitian, you know what I'm saying, you can push through that shit, and you can overcome all obstacles.
Would you say you have those work ethics?
Yes.
Yo, okay. You fucking right about the H shit in Creole, because habitat. In our languages,
habitat.
Yeah, like I don't
need. It's like you guys were up on the. You guys knew before anybody else that the H's were bad. The fucking Haitians knew before anybody
that we're not gonna pronounce this shit.
We just like, the H's are bad.
We're not adopting this shit because we can foresee some bad shit coming in the future. Herpes.
Is that what you guys, how do you say those, the STDs like those, like, or is it herpes?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we just follow that same name.
Because you were
herpes.
But you've been back there, right?
But HIV is called SIDA.
Why?
You didn't even put the SIDA?
Yeah, that's how we call it.
SIDA.
So, you know what? We're going to have to fact check you. I don't believe that shit.
What about
we
got
to get a real Haitian and just say that shit.
He's a real Haitian. He's not
cut. They Americanized. It's like saying you know what I'm saying?
I'm very
you got Americanized.
What was
Mexicans
my man's name? They called him a cut.
Cut Haitian. Grande.
Yeah, Grande. Yeah.
Hold up. Uh-oh. We have a guest. Call Tyrone. What's going on, man?
What's happening? What's happening with you? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yeah, we got you loud and clear, man.
Smoothie Nation all day. What's happening? Awesome.
What's happening, bro? Yeah, still Smoothie Nation. You know what it is.
Hey, there it is.
What'd he say?
Smoothie Nation.
Nigga. Still Smoothie Nation. He's flagging.
How much you paid him, Smooth?
Hey, look, I had to pay now, bro, all day long.
Ask him what that bandana looked like. Ask him what color is the Smoothie Nation bandana he got hanging out his back pocket.
Yeah, what flag y'all claiming?
What color is it? It got on there. Polka dots.
Hey, don't let him walk you down that goddamn path. Hey, look, these motherfuckers right here, they funny. I'm telling you. Hey.
It has Argyle.
Oh yeah, wow.
Something cool, something classy.
Yeah, yeah. I see why.
What up, Cali Tyrone, what's up, man?
So are you gonna let him win because you're part of Smoothie Nation? That might be a setup.
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Nah, never that. I'm always up for some good trivia.
So Cal Tyrone, you down in Florida still, right?
Yeah, I just moved to Riverview, Florida, just bought a house. I'm in law school out here, so I had to buy a house near where I'm at.
Congratulations, bro.
So Tyrone, you where the Haitians at?
Thank you. Oh, all the Haitians out here.
Yeah. You with us.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I'm next to a couple of Haitian restaurants like the Lakai and all that. Yes, yeah, it's all good.
You gotta be careful because Lou Gaou be hanging out there.
So you say there's a lot of crime and murder in your neighborhood?
Nah.
I'm near the white people currently, but yes, Haitians are around. They're definitely around. I mean, all my childhood friends were Haitian.
Like the Lou Gaou.
You know they don't say H's, right?
No, most people in the Caribbean don't.
Oh, so even the Jamaicans do?
No, that's why they say tree. It's three, and they say tree. Yeah, so there's no H.
Yeah, that's true.
So do you have headphones?
Kind of weird.
Yeah, so you have headphones on yet?
I thought it was because they just like to smoke weed.
What do they got to do?
Trees. we just call it tree.
Oh, man. So y'all not social distancing down in Florida. That's what I saw on the news.
Fuck it.
Nope, they are not. The whole beach was lit up. It looked fun. It looked like y'all ever been like the Black Beach or anything like that? Like Black College Green, like back in the early days, the early 2000s?
Of course.
It was just like that.
Of course. Yeah, I did see some pictures.
Exactly.
It was like, no, y'all have some shit in there called Float City or something. What is that called?
Hey.
You know what I'm talking about? You seen that before?
Nah, but it sounds like fun.
What is Float City? It was like people just hanging out on floats?
It's Miami Beach, and it's, I think, Memorial Day weekend. Is this Memorial Day weekend?
Yep.
So what it is Float City is like Memorial Day weekend. Everybody has a raft. And it's like, I'm talking about 20, 30,000 people all there in floats. And this motherfucker is drunk, naked, showing titties. I don't do those kind of things anymore. So I don't even really know what I'm talking about. I should probably stop now.
Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble.
Listen. Observing and doing is two different things.
Right.
Yeah, but like, I thought if you're thinking about it, you might as well.
What are you talking about? The New Testament? Is that what you're doing?
I give you, yeah.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah. You about to quote the Bible?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out there. You just, you know, get on your float and you do your thing. Right. Take some pictures. You know, yeah. I mean, just don't try to get caught up in nothing. You should be good to go.
Right. All right, so. You're here to fatten Jay up with knowledge. And I know you've been listening to the show for a while, so you kind of get the gist of it. But as you know, You have to beat J Smooth by at least one question in order to win. If you guys tie, that means you lose because J Smooth needs that handicap.
Okay, that's fair.
You said you're in law school though, man. So I'm counting on you to bring this home, man.
Yeah.
Just don't ask me to do math. We good to go.
You got to. He can't do math either. So.
Which is funny because lawyers will rob the fuck out of you. So y'all
right. Need... That's why though. They, right. they got plausible deniability. They're like, shit, I'm bad at math.
I told you I didn't know math.
I'm sorry I charged you $500.
$500?
For an hour.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, lawyer, you know.
For an hour.
They be like, retainers are $10,000. Like, $10,000? You ain't even looked at my case yet. $10,000.
Yeah. You know how much law school is? They got to make that.
What type of law are you doing, Carl Tyrone?
I plan on going into personal injury law, so billboard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All the accidents.
Get you a little snazzy song. I'm telling you, it's right now. It's all about the song. You got to have that commercial. It got to sound like a R&B hip hop song. Because I'm telling you, out here in Atlanta, they do it the best.
Yeah, no, they don't have to do that.
You got
to
have a cool for a number too,
bro.
You can't have a number with a bunch of different numbers.
No, I'm telling you,
it's simple for me.
Listen,
my name's Tyrone.
I'm telling you,
Tyrone.
I'm telling you, listen. But you got to have somebody singing it like Rihanna, right? She sound like Rihanna with some.
15% already, bro.
I'm telling you right now, they got the dopest fucking song advertisement commercials.
411 pain,
like all of them. Man.
You gotta have those cool numbers.
The beats be knocking. The beats be knocking too.
They do.
Like this, a whole song. Like, oh wait a minute, that's a commercial.
That's a commercial.
Like, oh, I'm calling that motherfucker. Like,
it was one slow R&B song the chick was singing. Remember that one? That's crazy.
If I get hurt, I'm calling them for real.
Hell yeah. All right, so look, man.
Oh my Lord.
I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you to beat this nigga. Because even though you're a smoothie, it still just sucks when he wins. So let's get this started. You ready, man? I want you to give me the answer as quick as you can because we have to make sure you're not cheating. No offense, but, you know, smooth cheats. All right, so here we go. First question. What is the fear of one's own fears called?
Fear of one's own fears?
Yeah, so like, you know, fears like arachnophobia or whatever. What's the fear of one's own fears called?
Oh, Lord. Okay, I don't know that. I just know fear of one's fear. Monophobia, possibly?
Okay.
Or homophobia?
Okay.
No, that wouldn't make any sense. That wouldn't make any sense. Hold on, wait. No.
Maybe that is what it is.
Okay. Monophobia, we're going with that. What name is usually given to bananas cultivated for cooking?
Cultivated for cooking? Y'all ask some hard questions. Okay.
Yeah, they're not easy.
Bananas cultivated for cooking?
What's a banana you cook, man? Think about all the
plantain.
Things. Okay. Yeah. What Egyptian pharaoh was known as the boy king?
Oh, that was King Tutankhamun, as in King Tut.
Well, okay. The whole name.
What major river runs through Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. Okay. Major river. So it's not a Hudson. Maybe the Hudson River.
Okay.
Jersey, I think. Yeah.
What word denotes the energy an object has because it is in motion?
Inertia.
Okay. All right, Smooth, come on. Smooth.
You got to go get him.
Smooth.
Because if he could hear you, he's cheating. If he could, if he comes around, Smooth. That means he's cheating.
He's looking, he knows. He knows. He's so stupid. He's pretending like he can't hear us. You scared him? Okay. All right. You gotta use the bathroom. Well, do it after this. That means you gotta get your questions quick.
That nigga did. Y'all was on. Nigga threw a whole song.
I'm saying we gotta talk to our guests, man. We ain't talked to him in a while.
We can talk to him after this. I mean, I know this. How y'all get?
Okay.
Smooth Nation is alive.
How many you think he's gonna get?
All of them.
This dude.
Yeah. Like, those questions were hard.
Okay, here we go.
That nigga hard for a nigga like you.
Come on, are you ready? What is the fear of one's own fears called? So, you know, like arachnophobia is a fear of spiders. What is the fear of one's own fears called?
I just want to throw that X up right now, just like on Family Feud.
A fear of one's fear.
Yeah. Their own fear of your own fear. What is that called?
It's called a fear of fear.
Come on, man.
Not a hypochondriac. what the fuck is that fear?
Okay, don't come act back. Like you're close.
I know that shit.
Come back to that one?
Yeah, we'll come back to
that. Okay, we'll come back to it. What name is usually given to bananas cultivated for cooking?
Bananas cultivated for cooking.
For cooking.
Bananas that are cultivated for cooking.
One more time.
What are names?
What is the name usually given to a bananas name. Cultivated the for name. Cooking?
So in other words, a banana that you can cook.
A banana that you can cook is called a... What the fuck is that called? A banana. It's plantains. Okay. Plantains.
Okay. You guys answer. The next one is the Beatles. Listen.
That's not right.
The Beatles. So you want to go back from...
Go ahead.
You want to keep it or leave it? You want to go back? You want to come back to that one?
I know it's not. I'm going to come back.
Okay, we'll come back. All right. The Beatles' third U.S. album was the soundtrack to which one of their movies?
That is not the same question.
Hold on, Carl Tyrone. There's an inside joke here. Please don't ruin the joke.
Okay.
To that movie?
The Beatles' third U.S. album was the soundtrack to which one of their movies?
The third soundtrack, which one of their movies?
Yeah.
I don't know the Beatles.
Okay. What Egyptian pharaoh was known...
So that's not the same question, though.
Shut up and play the game. What Egyptian pharaoh was known as the boy king?
What Egyptian pharaoh?
Yes. Was known as the boy king.
An Egyptian pharaoh. What is an Egyptian pharaoh? Oh my God.
If you don't know that, there's no way you're going to get this.
The motherfucker, it's Aladdin.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Tyrone, don't choke over there, bro.
Don't choke, my nigga.
Don't take a sip of nothing right now.
Egyptian pharaoh?
No, it's too late. You can't come back. You laughed. That's why you want to change it.
Right.
What major river runs through Washington, D.C.?
What major river runs through Washington, D.C.? Tell me the one with a monument at.
Sure.
What major river?
There's no river by the monument, nigga. That's just
the thing that fucking Jenny jumped in.
That's part of the memorial. Right.
You said what major river? It's
yes,
a river.
Yes, nigga.
In Michigan, that was Lake Minnetonka.
We're not talking about
Apollonia.
Michigan.
Apollonia jumped in.
Come on, man.
That wasn't Michigan. It was in he's not from Michigan. Nigga, Prince is not from Michigan.
It was Minnesota, nigga.
Yeah, that was Lake Minnetonka.
That's a lake. This is a river.
Yeah, it's a river. It's not the River of Jordan.
Oh my God. You don't know? You don't know?
No.
All right, we'll move on. What word denotes the energy an object has because it is in motion?
Say that again.
What word denotes the energy an object has because it is in motion? Excuse me, not emotion.
That denotes the
what
object.
What word denotes the energy mm-hmm. an object has because it is in motion?
Mm-hmm. Light.
This nigga, you know what he's doing to you? He's fucking Miranda in you. Hey, he's using words that throw you off.
It don't have nothing to do. You got to find out. That be that bullshit.
Come on, man. We got two. You got to come back to. What was the fear of one's own fears known as?
It's called psycho.
Psycho.
Fear of my own fear.
Yes, come on, quick.
He said psycho.
Just give me an answer, quick. Come on. Just guess.
I can't even remember.
You can't remember because you knew it at one time.
Yeah, right. Got it. I can't recall. Right.
What name is usually given to bananas cultivated for cooking?
Mm-hmm. I know this shit. Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Bananas that's cultivated and cooking. Come to me.
Five Jesus. Seconds, man. Come on.
Jesus, come to me.
Give us an answer.
He said Jesus, come to me.
Bananas cultivated
three,
and cooking.
Three, two,
come on, use a
final
word.
Final answer right now. Just give me a word.
If you don't say nothing, you don't put an answer.
All right, come on. All right, so here we go. Let's go back.
Okay.
Okay, what is this? And first of all, thank you, Carl Tyrone, for playing along. I wish you hadn't ruined that one because this... Let me set this one up. The one that I asked was different, guys. So you remember last show, right?
Right.
What do you say he watches movies for?
Music.
He said the soundtrack.
For the soundtrack.
And the action.
Right. Yeah.
So I said, well, shit, I found a soundtrack question.
Right.
I thought I'd ask him. And I asked him, the Beatles' third U.S. album was a soundtrack to which one of their movies? That would be something he would right down his alley, right?
Can I answer the question? I think I actually know that.
Okay, what is it? What do you think?
Is it Yellow Submarine?
Yeah. It's not actually. That is the name of a song, but there was no movie named Yellow Submarine. Hard Day's Night was the movie.
I never got that.
You didn't get that one, Smooth? You never saw that?
I've never seen none of that.
You didn't watch that one?
No.
I thought you watched movies with soundtracks, though.
I didn't.
No? Maybe not. So name a good soundtrack. Hold on, guys. Hey, what's a good soundtrack then? He watches movies for the soundtrack.
Thriller.
Thriller's not a soundtrack.
For what movie?
What movie?
Yeah.
What's a good soundtrack?
You said you watch movies for soundtracks.
Who produced the Boomerang soundtrack?
Who produced that one? That's the Waiting to Exhale.
No, I said Boomerang.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is the actor in Boomerang, but who produced the soundtrack?
This nigga is so fucking
dumb. I don't know who produced that.
But you said you listened for the soundtrack.
I like that soundtrack.
It was
though.
A Wait. Face.
Yes, face.
That's what I'm about to say.
Waiting Exhale's the soundtrack was good.
Okay, cool.
I was going to say it was LaFace because we had that whole debate just a while ago about it.
All right, so let's get to the real questions here. And let's see who wins this time. What is the fear of one's own fears known as?
I know this shit.
You do know it? What do you think? Quick.
Oh,
give me something quick.
Say it.
You have no fucking idea.
I'm going to default. Can we start calling people? Can I do a lifeline?
No, the answer is phobophobia.
Phobophobia.
Oh, really? It's the word in the word.
The word in the word. Phobophobia. That's the fear of your own fear.
Makes sense.
How could you be afraid of your own fear?
It's called fear.
I'm afraid of women, but I'm afraid of me being afraid of women.
Yeah, that's what's the
fear.
It's
like a kaleidoscope. Man, it just goes
it's really
that.
Redefining fear. Right. You know, that's all it is.
It's just going to be like this wormhole.
You ain't get that.
He didn't get
Nobody got that.
He
did.
But he said monophobia. You said hypochondriac.
You said psycho.
I gave you an example. I said arachnophobia. You said hypochondriac.
And then he said psycho.
Then he said psycho, right?
Come on.
All right. So the next question is, which name is usually given to bananas cultivated for cooking?
I know this shit. I've heard this one too.
Carl Tyrone got it. Plantains.
I said that too.
You didn't.
I said plantains. I did. Rewind the shit. I said plantains.
You didn't want to stick with it though.
But you didn't stick with it.
I did.
You didn't want to stick with it. You took it back.
I never took that back.
Well, you said you wanted to come back to it.
You said wanted to come back to it.
No, I said plantains.
You said you wanted to come back to it.
That's bullshit. Look, can y'all vote on it?
No.
Let's vote.
I think he should get credit for it because he did say it.
Nah, he took it back. We went back and we said your last answer.
For the time that you wasted, okay.
So what y'all vote?
If it's a tie, well, if it ain't no tie, we'll give it to him.
Hey, look, watch this. And French, to my fucking point, I told you motherfuckers don't think
that. I told you motherfuckers.
Nigga, and Beyonce said, okay,
this is why I had to get French Reggie pulling to the side because I said, watch this. He's really going to lose his shit. When he realizes that he took it back,
he had the right answer,
took it back, and then we're not going to give him credit for it because he took it back.
I knew
it. He's going to think it's us.
I never said take it back.
You did.
I said we can come back.
Why come back to it?
Just in case, I wanted to make sure.
Not only that, when we came back to it, be honest and just give me one final answer.
You didn't give a shit.
You could have said it again.
You didn't say shit.
But you didn't say shit.
Okay, let's move on.
That's why I didn't give it to you.
Yeah, I know. It's a bullshit.
Let's move on. What Egyptian pharaoh was known as the boy king? You had no idea.
He said Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Got to cultivate itself, man.
Oh my god.
Hey, what's funny?
But Carl Tyrone actually gave his real name and the nickname King Tut. That's his nickname. His real name is Tutankhamun, and Carl Tyrone gave us both names. So.
Who's ever been able to? Do you ever spoke like Tut language? Like when they used to do like when they
hieroglyphs?
No, the you know where you put the ut. Rut, tut, fut, nut.
That was a lot like Pig Latin?
It's kind of like Pit Latin, but it was.
That was California, I guess. No,
that's some bullshit. I want to know. King Tut?
King Tut. You've heard of King Tut before, right?
Yeah, but I didn't know. You said, what was his?
The boy king. He was the youngest. He was the youngest pharaoh. Like, he was young as shit.
Oh, I died at 13, if I'm correct.
Yeah, he died really.
From what?
Assassination,
death.
I think.
White people stuff, I don't know.
Death. He died from a cardiac arrest. What major river runs through Washington, D.C.? And although you said it was by the monument, it's not. It's the Potomac.
Yeah.
Oh. I said Lake Manitoulin.
Potomac. Yeah.
Potomac. Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, you got that right?
He's speaking like French Reggie.
I almost got
Jay Smooth got that right?
No.
Oh.
Jay Smooth hasn't gotten anything right yet.
I said Lake Manitoulin. I said, and I was going to Potomac River. I knew that shit. I just didn't say it then.
Right. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What word denotes the energy an object has because it is in motion?
Mm-hmm. You said light.
You said light.
This nigga was on his snowflake today.
What was this thing with his hand?
No, he was trying to do
motion. Call Tyrone, you didn't see his hand. He's recreating energy with his palm.
In motion.
So,
he's powering up.
Carl Tyrone said inertia, which was a great answer. However, it was the incorrect answer.
I thought it worked.
That is the transfer of energy.
What are those watches used for energy?
Compass?
No, the Seikos.
A kinetic.
Kinetic. Kinetic is the correct answer.
Okay.
Kinetic energy. That's what makes sense.
Kinetic energy. Inertia wasn't a bad answer, though.
No, I thought he had it.
Jay Smooth didn't have inertia or kinetic.
This nigga said speed.
He said light.
Or no, light. Yeah.
So, Carl Tyrone.
Two to one.
Two to zero.
Two to one.
Even okay, you can have one. It doesn't matter. You still lost. Right.
Hey, call me Tyrone.
That's what you were saying, Tyrone. Huh?
Hey, dog.
That's what you said right there.
Hey, Tyrone. Call me Tyrone. This is what I do.
Why are you gonna call me Tyrone?
Hey, look, Tyrone. This is what I do.
Come on,
what I normally do is anybody who goes up against me for the first time, I let them win.
No, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the second time.
This year?
No, not this year. It's been a while.
Hey, look. Hey, so you know, we don't count anything. If it ain't been this year. So first time this year. That's what I'm doing. I'm on this thing where I'm letting people win the first time, but the second time I'm gonna demolish them.
So why are you so mad?
You gotta come back.
Plantains.
Because I'm like, I knew this.
I mean, I got
shit.
Five more questions.
No, fuck hey, that. This nigga said Aladdin. We gotta talk about that.
I got five more questions, man.
Hey,
we can do five more.
Hey, you game for five more?
I think I'm
game for the next five.
Don't cheat. Okay. Put your headphone on.
I need more than 2 points.
Oh my god.
Because I don't know what law school is saying right now, but you know, that tuition, they like, we're getting over.
Nah. I'm actually on Dean's list. The lowest I've made is a B thus far.
Oh wow.
Okay.
So you're doing part time.
So you're good at copying.
I'm good at memorizing and breaking down the law and yelling at people on Twitter. So that's what I do.
Yeah, go make sure he's not cheating, French Reggie. All right, so I actually only have 3 questions this time, but
that's fine.
That should be enough. All right, so the first question here is, which TV show used the song Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra as its theme song?
That would be Married with Children.
Okay. What mythological figure flew too close to the sun and fell into the sea and drowned when the sun melted the wax on his wings?
That is, what's that dude's name?
Come on, man.
No, hold on. I'm thinking. Dang, close to the sun. It starts with an A, I think. Come back to that one.
All right. What did Dorothy's house land on in The Wizard of Oz?
The Wicked Witch.
Okay. What mythological figure flew too close to the sun and fell into the sea and drowned when the sun melted the wax on his wings?
That's going to sound stupid. It's not Prometheus.
Nope.
What is his name?
All right, man.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I'm sorry.
All right, smooth. Come on, Reggie. He's in the restroom. Well, you come on back then.
Yeah. Since it's over, but there was a James Bond. Wasn't that a James Bond movie?
Which one? No. I don't think so.
Well, it kind of was. The one with Halle Berry.
No.
Yeah.
That was called...
No. But the
tool.
Right.
The villain's tool of destruction.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And it was harnessing the sun's energy.
Right. Starts with an I.
So if anybody out there...
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what it is.
You can say it if you want to now. He can't hear you, sir.
Right.
This like Ithacus?
Ooh, close.
Very close.
Okay, so you don't.
Yeah, you still would have got wrong. That one would have got voted down.
No, that
wouldn't have passed the vote. Come on, man.
Smooth, come on, man. Did you tell him to come?
French Reggie? Still in the bathroom.
So you didn't tell him?
Does he have hard stool? What's going on?
He's fiber in his diet.
He got to say pause, too. Cause
come on, smooth.
Did you tell him to come? He...
Yeah, for real.
Y'all off around the corner, can't do a see y'all.
Right.
He come back asking you that kind of question. You got to put some... A listener might just push play right at that moment.
All right, Smooth. You ready, man? My goodness, man. Can that wait? All right, so... Are you ready, sir?
He bends over weird.
So...
What does that mean?
His body bends in the wrong places.
He dropped it so listeners. So he was coming back. His earphone fell out of his ear.
So why are you watching me bend over?
Because it's weird. He's like a pregnant woman, right?
Right. He stopped
like a pregnant woman
and went back to go get it. And you know we were waiting. And he bent over. Not like it wasn't manly at all. It had no manly features to that bending over.
Let's go now.
Come on,
move
man.
On. Move
okay,
you ready? Beyonce, yep. 9 months.
All right, which TV show used the song Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra as its theme song?
Mm. Which TV show? Love and Marriage?
He does it.
How does it go?
Love. No! You cannot do that.
You got to know Frank Sinatra, bro.
What TV show used the song Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra as its theme song? That's all you get, my nigga.
That's all, yeah.
Love and Marriage. I'm trying to think.
You got to beat him. You told him you're going to fuck him up this time.
I'm going to come back to that.
Come back to that one. Yeah, come back, my nigga.
And Fritz Reddy trying to help you and everything.
All right, I probably know if
what mythological figure flew too close to the sun and fell into the sea and drowned when the sun melted the wax on his wings?
What the fuck this nigga just asked?
He just laughed.
This thing, one this shit.
Answer the motherfucking question, nigga.
I want to help him out, right? Because let me help you out
Flash
because
Gordon.
You're always in the sayings, right? The saying, "Don't fly too close to the sun."
Right.
That's where this came from.
Don't fly too close to the sun.
That's too much of a hint if you ask
me. So this is a
mythological figure, my nigga. You weren't about to say that. You were not about to recreate that word.
Mythological god.
A god. No. Okay. A mythological figure flew too close to the sun and fell into the sea and drowned when the sun melted the wax on his wings. No, he didn't burn. The sun melted the wax on his wings and never mind.
Okay.
You got the answer. Do you have a word?
Who the fuck was that nigga that was flying?
I know, right?
I don't know.
Hawkeye. Okay. Huh? What did Dorothy's house land on in The Wizard of Oz?
Fucking Dorothy's house landed. In The Wizard of Oz, it landed on The Wicked Witch.
Okay. First question was, which TV show used the song Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra as a theme song?
Love and Marriage?
Yes, nigga. Why you saying like you
mad? Love and Marriage. Oh, It was white people on the show.
Okay. That's your answer?
Love and Marriage. What the fuck is the white couple name? That's it ain't the Bundys. Fuck, I can't remember.
Okay.
I know this. This the old shit we used to watch as kids.
I don't know, man.
Watch this.
All right, so here we go. First question. Which TV show used the song Love and Marriage by Frank Sinatra as its theme song?
Oh, let me help. Let me tell him.
Okay.
It's the Bundys.
It was the Bundys. But that's not the name of the show, though. Do you know the name of the show? That wasn't the name of the show, though. Do you know the name of the show?
What's the name of the show?
The name of the show.
Get in the mic, man.
The Bundys.
That's not the name of the show.
It's, I can't think of the name.
It's What You'll Never Be.
What?
Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Yeah. So, Carl Tyrone got that.
And I said, I know I knew the fucking shit.
So
I let
the
you
mythological
win again.
Figure that flew too close to the sun is Icarus.
That's the devil. That's the motherfucker.
That's not the devil, bro. Yeah,
Icarus.
That isn't the devil. Icarus was never
Icarus,
a devil.
Incubus. Same
Incubus.
Thing.
Man, what the fuck are you
that's
talking
a band.
That's, Incubus. That's succubus, the nigga that fuck. That's the nigga that be ghost. Fucking you.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a succubus.
Yeah.
That's the female. The male is the incubus.
Yeah.
All right, so
I did not know that.
Yeah,
damn, you should have gave me credit for
check
that.
Out, hey, check out this old school movie called The Entity.
Yeah. All right, okay. What did Dorothy's house land on in The Wizard of Oz? You guys both said The Wicked Witch. I will accept that answer. It's actually
The Wicked Witch of the West.
You want to change it to West?
Nope.
You sure?
Nope.
All right. So that means, Tyrone.
That was five questions?
There was three.
There's only three.
I was like, nigga, I know I can count. I said, this shit went quick.
It doesn't matter. You lost.
So that's only because he got the Bundy shit.
But you didn't get it, nigga.
I said, I think it's the Bundy.
You could have tied. You could have won. With the Bundys, you would have won.
I said
the Bundys. You just didn't know.
I said it's a white show. I think it's the Bundys. And I was like, y'all can't give me that.
No, come on, bro. That's back to back. Come on.
Y'all can't give me that.
Hold on. Let us consult here. Let's concur on this vote. Hold on a second. That's the thumbs down.
I tell you, you motherfuckers, man. I swear.
Hey, Tyrone, if you had a vote, what would your vote be? I mean, would you vote for the Smoothie King or not?
Bundys?
Oh, no, not on the Bundys, because this is such a monumental television show. Like, right. You should know the name. It's the show that saved Fox. So,
I said, I know this.
What was his first name's move? Bundy.
Al Bundy.
What was his job?
It was prominent throughout the show.
It was funny as fuck. Like, every time they showed the inside of the store, was hilarious.
No, but the fact that, right, that's what he did for a living, because there's not too many people
I don't
in the
know.
World anymore, especially
like that.
At that time.
Right.
That were still making a living at that.
He's like, a shoe salesman. Really
like, you could.
Disrespecting women to selling shoes.
You could sell shoes. Like, you could work at a Foot Locker, or you could work in the shoe department at Nordstrom's, but you just say you work at Nordstrom's,
right.
or you
this
work at
Foot Locker.
shoe salesman. No, he's a shoe salesman. Nigga. This is
what you saw the size of that man's house. Like, he was taking care of a family on that. Like, right. That's like at least $200,000 to $300,000 house now. Like, come on.
He was slinging them shoes. He's slinging
the fucking shoes like, and disrespecting bitches at the same time.
Exactly.
When it was okay.
Anyway,
when it was still okay.
Carl Tyrone, we appreciate you doubling down and beating this fool. That made my day, made my Memorial Day. I appreciate it.
Hey.
All right. Not a problem. Not a problem.
Hey, shout out to Smooth Nation. We ain't going to make you look bad today, but you know what I'm saying? We always looking out for our guests like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but today we're not giving out gift cards to you.
Appreciate your next time. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, y'all. Y'all be easy.
All right, take care, man.
Damn it, I knew I had the button. This French, how was the song going to go, French?
I was going to fuck you up.
Nah, you wasn't. You was all on note and everything. You was about to give it up.
How the song go?
I was going to just say love and children.
Oh, well, sing it, though.
I don't really know it. I was just about to just say love and children. Love and children. I was just going to fuck you up.
Nah,
that's not even the words.
Yeah.
That's not even the fucking words, man. Sing it again with feeling this time.
Love and children.
Okay, so the song is love and marriage
go together like a horse and carriage. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. So you know that's
you
smooth?
Can't have I, one without the
other. I knew the song. I'm like,
was it other right after that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The and I'm gonna slack confession. This even though it's in the Slack room, the entity. That is some. I realized as a kid I was turned on by that.
You were turned. Is it a woman?
Yeah, she's
a succubus.
Yeah, she would. No. She's the lady. The actress is a woman.
Oh,
the incubus you can't see.
Okay, right.
And she just goes through these.
You were turned on by her fucking a ghost.
I was the machination. Let me see. I don't know who the character was on that chick, but she wasn't
not the
bad.
Character. What's her name? Like,
I mean,
her
yeah,
actress.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Trying to figure out who the actress was.
She wasn't bad looking, but yeah, they got her on Pornhub. So that they had that whole scene on Pornhub. If you wanted to look it,
I don't.
It's on Pornhub. It made Pornhub,
but it was a PG-13 movie, probably.
You know, back in the day, that didn't mean shit.
Yo, it was R. It was a lot of
that
bush
was probably
and titties.
Before PG-13 had to become a thing.
There's a lot of bush and titties.
No, like I was just watching Revenge of the Nerds, and that was the thing. Yeah. Like he was like hair pie. He's like pan down, nigga. I want to see bush.
Porky's was really bad.
He's like, I want to see that shit, and they panned down and showed her pussy, and it was like, we got bush.
Just
was
used normal. To watch Porky's, didn't you? You used to like to see the little dick caps, didn't you?
Love Porky's, man. Porky's was hilarious.
Porky's was funny as shit. That shit was funny. I don't know if that elephantitis shit was really a real thing, though.
What do you mean by
it
that?
Is. It's real. Elephantitis is real.
What do you mean? For like, what do you mean?
I don't know. Wait, we got topics.
I didn't know.
I don't want to dig into that at all.
You sure?
Yeah, I promise. I just want to go to our topics, man.
All right, let me ask you a question. Her name was, Barbara Hershey.
Barbara Hershey, okay.
Barbara Hershey was the
she wasn't leader. Sexy at all.
No, was she part of the Hershey family?
Sure she was.
I'm going to guess. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, hey, let me ask you a question, man. Single guys, this is kind of for you. If you guys were in a relationship, right?
Already in it.
No, yeah, you're in it, and you fell in love with this woman, right?
Okay.
You're in love with this, and she's the next Mrs.
We looked at Barbara Hershey's picture. She's not pretty.
In the movie, you know, they show the current person.
Sure, I don't give a fuck. They made her look pretty, nigga, yeah. But keep going, Jim. Just keep going.
That's the problem.
If I were her husband, I would have let the succubus fuck her.
That's what's the problem with IMDb, right? They show the current, what they look like right now, and it fucks you up because you want to see what they look like
no,
in the movie.
No, this is from the movie. Time. Go ahead, man.
Look at the scene.
Sure.
Anyways, you're in love with this woman, right? You fall in love with her. You want to make her your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You I mean, you're engaged, as a matter of fact. You've already asked her.
Okay.
Come to find out, mm-hmm. You go to the family reunion,
mm-hmm.
And she sees one of your cousins or relatives, and back in the day, before you ever met them, not mm-hmm. while, there was no cheating shit or no nefarious nothing, mm-hmm. But they've had relations.
Okay.
Is it possible to still continue to go forward, or is that a deal breaker?
All right, before I answer, is it like that first cousin that you still talk to every day, or is it just like that one cousin that you know you have, but you don't be really fuck? We don't even talk to him like that. You only see him in the family reunion.
I'm going to just say, put it this way. y'all share the same blood. This is a blood cousin. This is not in the family by marriage. This ain't no step cousin. But y'all got the same something in there, and his dick been where yours was, but he was there first.
But the relationship could be like...
Yeah. I don't know how... Yeah, I mean, I don't know if they... You know, say it wasn't nothing serious. They just fucked a few times.
And I'm already engaged.
Yeah. I mean, you knew she had bodies right before.
He's doing this, man. Let me tell you why. He was about to take a bullet for a friend.
Who wouldn't take one for him?
That's irrelevant.
And that nigga almost
What's
cried.
What's that got to do with me taking my girl...
Because you're going to take those bullets. Oh. She got bullets in the face. You're going to catch them for her.
I don't know. For me, it's all about the relationship I have with that cousin. Because I have some cousins like I've really fucked with. And there's some cousins I have. Like
we're talking about sex here. What do you mean?
I'm cool with. Like, those are like my cousins. We talk on the regular. So, and I have some cousins like we haven't talked in years.
But be specific then. Maybe I don't understand. Because, so are you saying that it's easier for the ones that you're cool with or the easier for the ones that you don't fuck with?
If it was one of the ones I don't fuck with, it'll be easier to accept.
Okay.
Versus if...
Because they're not, ones, it's not... It's like out of sight, out of mind.
Kind of.
And they're never going to come around and be like, ooh, look at you.
But I kind of...
Julie looks good.
I kind of disagree, right? Because really? Because if it's a cousin that you fuck with, right? And
it'll be worse because he's always going to be around.
No. But he could let you know that, listen, man, it wasn't... I mean...
So then now there's a problem. Like, why didn't you want to be with her?
No, I wouldn't ask all that. No.
Come on, man. If it's somebody you really fuck with, you respect them, and like y'all have a good relationship, if he didn't want the bitch, why would you want the bitch?
I don't expect my cousin to want the same girl I have.
He already had her, my nigga. What you talking about?
Yeah, y'all did want him. He just didn't keep her.
He wanted her for something less than what you wanted her for. Uh-huh. She was just a fuck to him.
But it was a different time.
She had a lot of practice.
It's not about practicing, nigga.
She practiced on his dick. She got all her practice on his dick.
That's how she learned that move.
You're good with that. So you're good with your cousin teaching your girl how to have sex a certain way and then y'all talking about it later?
No. You can't talk about it.
No, that's what I said. See? I can't do it with the cousin I'm fucking close with.
Because you think you're going
to
talk about it?
I'm talking to Jamie Mack.
No, because Jamie Mack, you said that with the cousin that you're close with, he can tell you how it is.
When I said tell you how it is, I meant like it as far as their relationship and that it, you know, the specifics wasn't serious. It wasn't something that you should throw away. Your entire, you know, I mean, if you got something going,
you're engaged.
This isn't something you should be fucking that up over because man, it wasn't.
It's 7 billion people on the planet, man.
Yeah, but you found your one around.
No, she's not your one.
She did. You were about to marry her.
Yeah, but that was before.
So you done. It doesn't matter.
So the love is just. You just turn the faucet off.
Cause you fuck cousin.
Yeah. How does that work, bro?
Because you know that there's bodies there though.
Yeah, but bodies that you don't have to have any interaction with at all. It's a constant reminder. If it's somebody you're close with, that's fucked up, man. Like that is not living, dude.
What if it's a cousin that you're not close with?
That I agree with French Reggie. If it's somebody I'm not close with, I don't even have to out of sight, out of mind.
Okay, so right. If you don't fuck with them, then that's okay.
But that's like, still borderline. Like, man, it's 7 billion people on the planet. More than half of those are women. I give me a funky Indian bitch before I fuck with somebody my cousin slept with.
Hey, low key,
you don't mind funk?
No, I don't know if this is about the funk, but I've seen
that curry, man.
I've seen a lot of
pretty Indian women.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pretty.
They're pretty women in every culture.
No, I mean just recently, like.
Well, no, I'm saying they're pretty women in every nationality, every culture.
I understand that. Yeah. I believe
they're pretty New Guinea bitches.
There's plenty of dark skinned women.
It's pretty.
Oh, Jamie Mack.
What?
Growth.
2020, my nigga.
Are they pretty dark skinned women or they're pretty for dark skinned
women? Okay, hold on, this nigga. No, this is how I knew, right? Because, so this is why.
It's a new discovery.
You tested yourself on this.
This is how I knew y'all niggas be tripping. Oh, right? Okay. Because I was watching Boomerang, right?
Huh? Robin Givens?
No, Grace Jones. Grace Jones in Boomerang without the fucking flat top, with that whatever she had, that little swoop bang going, Grace Jones looks very attractive, and she's a freak fucking du jour. Put those two things together, gets dick all day.
I disagree that she's very attractive.
No, in Boomerang. in Boomerang. In the scene where she sits down and she's talking about, you can't, no man can turn down this pussy.
Grace Jones on her. Grace Jones to me is like Erykah Badu in the way that there's some mysterious universal shit going on underneath the hood. She's got a picture where she's doing like this pose. It was one of her album covers where she's like,
Grace Jones sang?
Yeah, she's a singer.
She had an album. She's a singer.
Yeah. Never knew that.
Yeah, matter of fact, this is one of Grace Jones' songs. This is what's crazy. You're going to like this one. This one you're going to like. But she has some, there's something about her that's like that.
She got a,
what's
sex appeal?
I don't know if it's sex appeal or just like something.
Yeah, I remember
something different.
So she's not attractive right there.
No, I don't think so. Sorry.
I agree. I think she's attractive right there.
I did.
I like dark skinned women though.
But so all I'm saying is that, and especially
so check this when she's talking about here.
When she lifted her leg up and said, "This pussy."
That's not it. That's not.
I was like, "That's funky."
That's not,
ooh,
that's not
I
it
was
either.
About to say that's a no go. That first one real funky.
I can't find the song. Here it is. Right here. Here it is. Right here.
This is her shit?
Yes.
It's an original?
Yes, not LL Cool J.
So LL sampled that from her?
Yes. Doing it and doing it well.
Right, no, I got it as soon as I heard it. I knew
doing
it.
Doing it well.
Oh, that's dope. You know what I heard over the way here?
What's that?
Kind of similar to that was that... I always thought that K-Solo beat was dope, right?
Which one?
That,
Moms in My Business?
Yeah. No, not Moms in My Business. The other one that was real grimy, that was...
That's Grace Jones.
My Jamaican guy.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if she's really a singer.
I was going to say, is she going to start singing? This never made it in America, huh?
No, it was.
No, that never made it in America. don't tell me that.
She was a model, though.
Yes. Okay, that's what I know her
for. She's got a weird thing happening in her life.
Right,
like
now?
I said, she takes a lot of naked pictures back in the day.
Yeah.
And she has like no body fat.
And so when you couple that picture, right, that I just showed you where she's at the table and she's like, so when are we going to fuck?
Right.
Hey. That's some, you know what I mean? That in itself is kind of sexy. Just saying that, right? You got one good. Oh, I don't know about that, though.
you're fucking that. That's what you know. No, you don't, no, it's social distancing. Social distancing.
Come on, man.
No, social distancing. You got a phone, nigga.
I can't. No, but see, I can't do that rib. I can't do the rib plate meat. You got to have something on the chest.
But I'm sure that picture that you saw, and you thought.
They didn't show no.
Ideally, she was cute.
They didn't show her titties.
She's good looking.
They don't show her titties.
That motherfucking neck, you're going to see the ribs.
Ugh, I don't like that. You can't have the ribs on the chest area. That's too boyish. That's not. I can't fuck with that. Yeah, she look like a little boy right there.
You fucking that. That's what you gonna fuck.
She look like a little boy right there.
I'll fuck that.
I mean, she look like a little boy right there.
Because of that. Yeah, that's what you gonna fuck.
Nah, that's what used to throw me off. She used to be like some old Manny shit, right? Like
it's always been Manny. It still like, is.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Shout out to Grace Jones. Come to the show, Grace Jones.
That was Dennis Rodman reincarnated.
Very Dennis Rodman-ish.
That looks like a dude.
Yeah, you're fucking
a little African
dude with titties. You remember Dolph Lundgren used to be married to her or something?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot all
that's
about
guy,
that.
Right? That's from Rocky, Drago.
You don't know who Dolph Lundgren is?
I must break you.
What was the other one that he was famous for? Right? Oh, I Come in Peace.
Did she ever get pregnant by him?
I don't know.
Be honest. Why are you doing this? Because see, I was shouting out black. Dark skinned women. Love. Like dark skinned sexy women. And then this is what you're doing. It's like
because I want you to stay true to it.
Yeah. Confirmation bias.
Be true to it. What? What's the problem now?
No, because again, I don't know if that's the case. I just probably used a bad example.
Yeah. Because that's who you're fucking.
No, see, that's too dark right there.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's too dark.
Tell him about that.
Nah,
does that really bothers you?
That dark right there?
Yeah.
That does.
Why?
That's smoky. That's smoky black, y'all.
I'm about to show you a girl.
Nah, nigga, that right there seems like something like you like fuck? You got involved in an huh?
Is she too dark? Is she too dark?
Her, yes. Well, look, hold up. See, there's a problem there, dude. Yes, because look. Okay, so Reggie,
why are you showing me this, bro? Yeah, because I thought it was Graves. I thought it was two pictures of Graves Jones. It's a dude on the left.
Yeah.
Hey, he looked just like Graves Jones.
He does.
Sans the dick. Okay, so.
So I showed you.
So this is who is this? Negrita?
Yeah.
So he shows me a picture of Negrita, right? And so. The problem I have with Negrita is that
she got body.
No. She got body, but it don't match. Like, I'm fucking with her titties. The color of her titties, all day. I got that.
That's light skin.
But
yeah, because the titties don't see the sunlight,
but then,
bro.
But then when you go up to her face.
Yeah, she's dark skin.
Her up. It, you know how when a white girl
Jason
put on.
Wants to see
No. I don't. But when a white girl put on, you know, makeup. And is that Negrita?
No, I don't know who that is. Some dark skin.
That's
chick.
A dude, right?
No, that's a woman.
Oh.
When white girls put on that makeup and it don't, when it stop at their chin and in their face is a different color than the rest of their neck, that's what Negrita got going on.
Okay.
But it's the opposite and it's too bad. I mean,
it's
honestly.
It's too bad.
It is. It looks necrotic. that's what I'm
saying.
You think
she's dead?
Her skin tone, I've seen necrotic shit, like a fucking gangrene back toe or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
That's the same color as this shit right here. So if your face looks like if. It would. It's not alive. I don't find that sexy. That's not my fault.
Everyone have preferences.
No, it's okay. Dead shit doesn't look. When has that been ever sexy?
I don't see that when I see her.
You see death in her.
Yeah, I don't see that. I just see a dark skinned woman. Their titties are lighter because the titties are covered.
Okay, so you hold your picture. And let me just look it up.
Let me see this girl, man.
I don't want to touch your phone. Social distance.
She, that's just.
It doesn't look like something happened to her
dark
face.
Skin.
That's just ebony, bro. Ebony. What are we looking at? You got to talk us through this, man.
I'm looking at necrotic. So, okay. So that looks like her whole face.
What is that?
This is just a necrotic spot on somebody. So this is
what part of the body is that?
Ulcer on the thigh.
Okay. Let me see.
This is a necrotic ulcer on the thigh.
Wow, Jamie, like man, that. Come on, bro. There's eyeballs, there's nose, there's
okay,
lips.
Okay, I'm talking about
that's the color, the skin tone, sure.
Okay.
So, sure, I give you that, but.
Okay, so what are we talking, okay, I'm not saying that her
she's
face.
She's saying she's matte black.
She's more than matte black, it's necrotic black, and I don't think it's sexy. Maybe because of my work in the medical industry,
uh-huh.
I've seen necrotic
so,
shit.
So that, then when white people say that black isn't right, you're saying you agree. Something ain't right about it.
That's necrotic?
Something like you just said.
No.
You just said that black, something ain't right. You actually said that.
Yeah, that did say that, didn't I?
Yeah. Something ain't right. You said something ain't right about
it. It didn't look right, bro. So listen, maybe, you know what? Maybe I got a problem, my personal experience.
Lupita, he thinks Lupita is beautiful.
No, yeah. Lupita's not that.
But you think Lupita's beautiful?
No, not beautiful. I mean, everybody's beautiful in their own way.
No, Lupita not.
Lupita's not ugly.
She's not ugly, but she's not beautiful.
She's not gorgeous. I mean, she looked prettier in like Black Panther than like fucking us.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
that's because of the characters, but her, the actress herself, I think is pretty.
What's that, Smooth?
Get back on. Right. I'm trying to get back to the topic because we didn't got all.
But it's okay though because all I'm saying is that the fucking... You guys want to shame me for thinking necrotic?
Ain't nobody shaming you, my nigga. You just racist. You hate yourself, my nigga. Let's move on. We already know this. This is old news.
I do not hate myself.
Black people.
I fucking was bumping S-Clan on the way over here. Vainglorious.
What does that mean?
That's fucking
white people like
X-Clan didn't like white people, so there's no way.
Are you kidding?
How can a polar bear swing with the fucking gorillas, nigga?
White people walk to the Malcolm X like, hey, how can we just help? I just want to be part of it.
That's not the same X-Clan, nigga. That's not walking in my X, big black boots.
Malcolm X wasn't part of the X-Clan?
Vainglorious, no.
The red, the black, and the green with the key. Sissy.
Yeah, but back to the topic, Jamie Mack. Yeah, if it's a cousin I'm not really close with, I'll accept it. But if it's a cousin I'm real close with, yeah, maybe engagement might be
out. Brother's a no-go.
Definitely not a brother. Nah, fuck that.
What if it's not a close brother?
Not even a homeboy.
Oh, okay, I don't have that type of
homeboy?
Not even a homeboy.
You can't be no homie hopper. Not around these parts.
Yeah. If it's a anybody I'm close with, nah.
But it's not a homie hopper. She didn't know you guys. You didn't know.
There was no link.
Like, I don't want my boy to know how my wife pussy feels like.
7 billion.
There was no link until you
That's fine. When me and Kit broke up back in the day, I went to a party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was this chick that was kind of feeling me. And I was like, you know, she's cool. We could holler or whatever. I found out. I looked at her Facebook page. And guess who she was friends with?
Kit.
Mm. No, not Kit.
Smooth.
So I called Smooth, like, Smooth, you know the chick named blah, 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 blank out the name. He's like, yeah, like, I said, you smashed? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, well.
Smooth be lying on his dick, though, so you never
know.
He
does. He does lie on his dick.
Yeah, too bad for her.
But it was too close to
too
know.
Bad for her.
You say what, Smooth?
I had been smashed now several times, nigga. It wasn't
Did you use a condom?
Yeah, I did during that time.
Whoo, you ducked the bullet on that one, buddy.
I did during that time.
I didn't have sex with her.
I didn't even
go on a date with her.
No, I'm saying
you
just
shut the fuck up, Jerry.
HPV, herpes, all kind of
you
shit.
So, J-Mac, I know a situation where I didn't actually fuck the person.
I've had
situations where I've had family members to talk to somebody that I had talked to before. But I mean, being young.
Is that in the country though, or is that here?
It's been both.
But so
I expect that in the country.
It's been both locations, but and one of the situations where I had one of my family members was we were young. I was in the eighth grade. I was in my ninth grade year going to tenth grade.
Or maybe
I was
10th. Just at,
I was
could be 11.
I was dating her, but we didn't really smash or do shit like that. But my cousin wound up. I've had cousins, I've had friends that date somebody that I dated at a young age. But if you don't smash them, does that really count? I mean, it don't.
No, if they don't smash, it doesn't count.
No. So
this is about penetration.
What about if you finger them in?
I don't think that counts either.
No. But this is the thing, though, Smooth. It's weird that you say this because you willingly have sex with family members
all the time,
and women.
But he's not making those as girls. No,
so that's what I'm saying. So it's an automatic. This is automatic. She's not wifey. You can't wife that chick.
Would you ever? Would you ever wife the chick that you've run the train on?
I would. I would never be that dude. Never. I don't give a fuck if everybody, like.
What if it was really good?
I knew somebody in the military that they did that shit. Like,
oh wait, hold on.
They wind up wifing up a chick that motherfuckers, multiple niggas had smashed. But so they wiped that chick up.
Devil's threesome, though.
No, it wasn't a devil threesome.
I couldn't be with the chick that we devil threesome.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying. But what if she fucked the shit out of both y'all?
Nah.
Like really good. Like nah. she.
It'd be
that
hard.
Pussy.
It'd be.
Here's the thing.
Okay, hold up. What if he came so fast? Like okay, there's layers. This like he went to go like get in it, and before he could, he busted a nut and he was done for the evening.
No. Here's the deal. I do have a caveat.
Okay.
So, let's say I got over my own ego and I didn't treat my woman as a possession, right? Mm-hmm. I gotten outside of the realm of what most humans
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
And I wanted to have a swinger wife.
Yes.
She's perfect.
Right.
Because she's not going to be hung up on that shit. I know you fuck other niggas because how I met you, we was fucking two niggas on you. So in that case, I could see how that could work. But that would require me to get outside of my own insecurities and my possession issues of, you know, the normal relationship. Because I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Most relationships are fucking weird as far as how possession goes in them. Most people feel like the person they're with belongs to them and they shouldn't be out doing whatever. And that's a hang up that I think is negative. I don't agree with it, but I know that.
You say hang up?
It's a hang up.
So that's not real?
That's a hang up.
That's not real?
No, it is real, but it's a hang up, and I think it's a negative one. We should not try to own our wives. They should not try to own us. You would have a much better relationship if you could figure out a way to remove that from the equation. And that would also allow for much easier swinging and sister wives.
And you know what? The Apaches probably had that figured out because
those Apaches, boy, I tell you, those are a funny group.
They were at one with the earth, right? They understood that you can't own the earth, right? You can't possess it. You just have to. And I don't know if they felt that way about their women, but
I think they did. As a matter of fact, a lot of the tribal back in the day things, their women were not for one person.
They're for us.
Yeah, and so
that's where that term came from.
But it wasn't. No, it wasn't like these hoes were everybody. It was more along the lines of we're a clan, a family, and we take care of all of our women. We respect all of our women. The women are, you know what I'm saying, that's where the cradle of civilization is.
Right.
So even though you might be sleeping with this woman this year, and next year your homeboy's sleeping with that woman, she's still a mother of the tribe and is respected as such.
But you could see how that that turns sour, right?
Like, I can because I'm a possessive ass nigga.
Well, what happens, right? I mean, you playing musical pussy in the fucking village, right? Right. And it's, you know, your year for fucking Sonya, right? And Sonya got that thiyao.
That fire.
That fucking woo woo. And now.
She definitely got HPV, but that adds to the sensation. Right. Those warts really tickle the right places.
J-Man,
hold up though. And then they move Sonya to the next tent. No. The next TP.
Sonya can't go. I'm kidnapping this bitch.
But then they bring in Stacy though, right? And Stacy's.
Stacy don't even want
to
be there.
No, she just lay there.
Like, just put it in me and like just can we go to sleep already?
Everybody hates Stacy.
Get on top.
Whenever Stacy come there, whoever got Stacy there year round, they
make fun of her.
They just fuck.
I mean, they fun of that guy.
Right. That guy is like, damn.
So like what you're talking about, like with the topic, you saying if you fall in love, this is like that Morris Chestnut and his dad, when his dad was fucking with Gabrielle Union in a movie. In that one movie where one of his dad fucking with Clifton, what's his name? Pinky was fucking with old girl. Clifton Powell was fucking with Gabrielle Union. And
two can play that game?
I forgot the name of that movie.
Eva, Deliver Us from Eva.
That's not it. I missed that one.
Shit, I know what you're talking about.
And he wound up finding out that she had somewhat fucked with his dad and shit like that. But he had then fell in love with her. He was
crazy about
her. That
happens to Morris Chestnut a lot because that wasn't the best man too.
My dad though.
I don't know about the dad thing. That's weird as fuck, man.
My dad is like, I mean, first off, like, where was you at when you and my dad came through? Like, I mean, what kind of circles?
But I'm saying
that?
French Reggie wasn't even in America when his dad was fucking his chick.
I felt like French Reggie, you know, being the fucking champion of the cuckold, like,
right. he would have went for it.
He would have been okay with
this
cousins.
This is a weird guy, though. French Reggie is a very, very, he's deep. It's a lot of weird caveats and layers to his weirdness because he'll do something that seems amazingly odd. He'll envy a guy who licks somebody else's nut off of a woman, his woman.
But the strength that it takes to allow the nigga to watch his woman get fucked.
It's admirable. It's just
breaking all the rules.
Breaking all the rules, yeah.
That was the name of the movie.
I'm not fucking with nobody who's fucking with a homie, but I'm possessive. I get it. I know I am. And, you know, it's not a good thing.
No.
But at the same time.
Is it not?
I don't know, though. Is it? I don't think it is, man.
Okay.
I don't think being possessive is good.
Okay, check this out, though. Because, you know, I always like to look out at nature, yeah. Right? And try to look for examples of what nature is, right?
That's sticky when it comes to this kind of thing, though, man. Because we're the only ones that do this.
Well, you know, I think, like, say, like, maybe because I think of it this way, because I am a Leo. Uh-huh. I've often looked at lions and how they interact, right?
Right.
And
well, no, but see, the main lion can fuck anybody.
But his pride is his pride.
But he can fuck anybody.
But his pride,
right,
is his pride.
But there's not one.
You're right, but it's those are his
gorillas. One the male, the big gorilla fucks all the girl gorillas.
But that's what I'm, and that's what I'm kind of getting to.
So it's a little different. Like we need a lot of women then.
But right, you need a pride.
Where's Kid at?
But it's still your pride though, right? He don't let no other niggas come around the pride and fuck. He don't just let other random niggas. He'll fight another nigga to the death that want to come fuck his pride, right? Right. I mean, like, sure.
Same thing what
I possess is mine. Sure, it may be one, it may be fucking 20, depending on my pimp game, right? But right. It's all mine. And if another nigga wants this, another lion wants this, it's going to be a battle. Right. There's no fucking free sharing of fucking of my shit.
So that's more proof that the men could fuck more women.
The lions fucking, when they roll up on the scene, if a new nigga, you got babies from the old nigga, they dead. He eating them niggas.
I think I've seen somewhere though that the main lion or gorilla doesn't mind if the other one is fucking if they don't want him right now.
Yeah, all right, right. Like he's
you
like,
can fuck him for now,
right?
But when it's time, hey, get the fuck up, nigga.
And you better not have any kids around because I'll beat the.
Oh, you'll
bitch.
Kill the kids.
Right, I'll beat those.
There can be no other kid. But they can. I think they can't fuck on
she
them.
She can't step. She can't be two mommies.
Otherwise, those male gorillas wouldn't get shit out of being part of that family if they're not ever getting no pussy.
Yeah, I mean, they got to get the side pussy, but there's a lot of side bitches in a gorilla, like, in that pride and shit, like, when they do the whole gorilla.
I don't know
gorilla.
If it's a pride of gorillas, but I know what you mean. Yeah. A group.
A group. Pod.
A gaggle of gorillas.
A pod. Yeah, no, I think, if you
so
find out.
So you don't think possession is bad, then?
No, I
how do you feel?
Because I'm that way. So I'm going to say, I can't say I think it's bad because I feel that way.
You're a possessive dude too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just move. Are you a possessive guy?
That's French first.
You know, he's coming last. He's got to go last.
I'm not a possessive person.
Okay.
I'm not a possessive person. And
I don't believe that.
No, let him talk.
I'm not really a possessive person. Like, uh-huh. I'm like, Like, remember, I was that guy that said that even in the motherfucker, if I went to the motherfucking swinger spot and if my motherfucking girl at that time want a nigga to dick her down, I can't be possessive because I have to be open for the mere fact that she let me do my thing. And I'm like, but now, let me say this. Now, I haven't been in a situation where a nigga has fucked my girl and then this nigga beating the brakes off of it and then it might change the way I feel or some shit.
But let's do this. You got to break this down because the chick that you went to the swingers club wasn't like
your main. Don't care about her.
Right.
I did care about her.
She wasn't your downtown Julie Brown.
She was the only one I would fuck with at the time.
That's not what I said. Right. She wasn't your down like this is the one for me.
Okay,
soulmate.
Actually, you know how I know?
When I was dating that chick, that was my girl, but I fucked up and lied to her in the beginning, which fucked our relationship.
So check this out though. This is what I'm telling you. When O-Dub was on this show,
right,
talking about fucking one of your exes, that shit got a little real.
Yeah.
You felt a little some kind of a way about that one.
Well, it would be the same way if you
No.
Because see, what we're talking about here, Smoothie, what you have to figure out, what you have to do is...
If I hadn't gotten past that.
You need to separate these just bitches that's out here from somebody you really give a fuck about. Because I happen to know, because we've been friends so long, that there's another story. I'm not going to tell it. Don't worry. I wouldn't do you like that. But there's another story that's fucking ridiculous.
It's premium.
And you didn't behave so nicely.
All right, can y'all have a quick little meeting to tell?
I didn't behave so nicely. No, you didn't. You didn't behave so nicely.
Because you were possessive.
You were possessive of this one.
Can you?
And it was bad. The way that you reacted was
very possessive.
Very possessive.
Can you get permission?
A little crazy.
So, you're right.
Give him permission. I pull the pistol out.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't say it.
Give him permission.
I didn't say it.
So permission has been given.
I didn't say it.
So you might be a little bit more possessive than you think.
For the ones you care about. For the ones that you really.
So
one that you really give a fuck about.
It was one that I probably have cared a lot about.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
No, not a lot, nigga. That's crazy.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Break it down.
I'm gonna tell you right now. If you are going to pull a pistol on somebody or pull a pistol out, you're not letting no other dick on that. You're not, if you're willing to pull a pistol,
absolutely.
You're not letting no other dick touch that.
That's possessive.
So I don't want to hear about what you say.
Their penis.
I've never pulled a pistol on anybody.
Yeah.
Ever.
And that's the gun nigga.
Yeah, right.
Rambo.
Can you break it down? Allegedly, what happened? Allegedly.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about that shit. I'm not talking about that shit, but. You know,
so you said
possessive, bro. But here's the thing, see, and that's what fucks me up about you is that you don't even fucking see it. All these women that you're giving your dick to, you don't give a fuck about these women. You might live with the bitches. You might fucking
initially.
You might care about them. You might even love them, but they're not the
one.
It's not the one that you're really. You're not really there. You're there, but you're also a lot of other places.
You ain't pulling out a pistol for them.
Nah, no way possible. You wouldn't even get to that point.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. You have to figure out
the
difference in what we're talking about. So when we're saying these things, you're like, I'd never be like that for no girl.
I've been possessive a couple of times in my life.
Right. So
when you cared.
It was like for one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like he's going back. So
we go fucking whenever reminisce. So are you?
Right. Then he's like, yeah, go get his pistol. We're like, okay. So French Reggie, I really wanted to hear your answer.
I'm possessive.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how? How could you be possessive and a feminist?
I'm not a feminist.
And into the stones. you got crystal healing and shit.
I'm very possessive. I'm so possessive. That's why I don't even engage in a lot of like real relationships. Because it's like
what?
Like I don't make
double
myself
R's
a boyfriend.
Are not good.
I don't like a lot of girls. Like I've messed with a lot of girls, but that doesn't mean like they became my girlfriends because I'm so possessive. So I don't even.
What does a so possessive French Reggie look like?
Like.
She can't go out with her friends?
No, she can go out with her friends. No, she can do whatever she... Like, she can be free.
What are the rules?
It's just... It's a trust thing for me. Like, the whole thing is... It's a trust thing. So
what do you mean by possessive then?
Like, so, I'm just like any other man. Like, I don't want to see my
girl.
Yeah, it's my girl. Yeah, no,
so I'm saying, what are the rules? Don't look at my girl. Don't talk to my girl. No, what are the rules?
I can understand niggas can look. I don't get mad at that.
Can she flirt with other dudes?
She can't give other niggas the thought that they can fuck. Okay. That's
not
my
even
thing.
The thought. So
yeah,
flirting
don't even
is out.
Let other nigga think that he can fuck you.
So flirting is out.
Yeah, don't flirt
what
with
about work husbands?
Please and thank you.
No. He doesn't know what a work husband is. I don't think
he
doesn't have those kind of jobs.
He said,
I know work
husband. He just said, please and thank you. Yeah, she just said,
that's the conversation.
She said, please, can I have that wood? And thank you. No. Hey, thank you. Hey, he's
can
like, please
you pass
thank
me
you.
This that's a, stapler, please? This and that. Can you pass me this document, please? Thank you.
Pass
that's
me
what
that,
I'm
pass that dick over to us. He's like, you pass that stapler like a dick.
She can't even. That sounds unrealistic. Like, you can't, she can't have like
social friends. She can have social friends. She can have like weather conversations with men. I understand, like, she has a life. And
okay, so she goes to the club with her friends. A guy asks her to dance. She's dancing. That's okay. I can't hear you. Hold on, I can't hear you.
No
kind of dancing.
Dance with the girls. Dance with your homegirls.
So 3 feet apart. Still, she's social distancing while she's dancing. No,
dance with your homegirls. Because again, my whole thing is, don't give a nigga the thought that he can fuck you. Because once you give a nigga that thought, because niggas already think they can fuck you. So once he has like a little extra confidence. Sliver. That's already danger right there. Like, but now I gotta slap that nigga.
But what if she's like, I'm not gonna fuck him though? So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know
what they
say that, but that's what I'm saying. I know they say that.
You think the flesh is weak?
But I just don't like that.
Evaluate your girl at that time. Like,
I just don't like that. I know it happens. You know what I'm saying? I know it happens, but for me, it's just like, if it's up to me, I don't like that.
Like the one time where I walked in and I saw my girl would dance with a dude, I didn't trip. But
it's like,
when she was dancing, it was respectful dancing. It ain't like he was grabbing her and shit like that.
I was like,
hey babe, and you know, I just waved at her and I went and sat down. And when she got
like
done, she came
just like a cuckold.
She came in the club like a cuckold. She knew I was.
Hey babe,
but she knew I was
fun? Grinding
look,
out, buddy.
She
like
knew I was
doing.
Gonna come to the club. And shit like that. And she came
she
over by me.
She knew you were coming
me.
To the club and still was dancing with a nigga. That's
she finished with and just came over there with me. And
did
then
you kiss
was
on the mouth?
Oh, yeah. Or, you know, like, I like to do shit like, if I've walked
that's
in.
That's a problem. I don't know why girls don't understand that's a problem.
I ended a whole party over some shit like that. Like, this, I walked into a party and she was dancing with a nigga. I socked that nigga and mushed her all the way to the backyard. Everybody like, what the fuck is
this? I've talked to a girl.
Fuck that.
That's
yeah, not mad. That's very possessive.
That is very possessive.
Yeah,
that's very possessive.
And the dude didn't do nothing after you socked him?
Nah, nigga.
What
you got socked.
Nah, what
nigga. If you the other nigga and the real nigga shows up, I wish a nigga would. Don't say shit.
Right.
You need to just figure out a way to excuse yourself in the situation. Yo, my bad, bro. I didn't know or something.
You better say that.
You better say something and just step.
Yo, you trying to fuck my mans.
Nigga. Hey, look, because you're fighting in two different realms.
Yeah.
Like, the nigga that was dancing with your girl is there to have a good time. He's in pussy mode. He's not ready for
he don't want to fight
the wrath.
No.
He's not ready for the wrath that I'm feeling about my family. Nigga, you are my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fight we're about to have are two different fights.
I've been on both sides.
I don't want to deal with somebody who's fighting for their family.
Listen, I've been on both sides, right? Like, I was in a bedroom, right? And
which side happened first?
So the side, my possessive side happened the first. I was probably 16 when that happened.
And you mushed that chick.
And punched that dude. And he was like, hit me in the head with a thunder chicken bottle. And I was like, nah, man, I just punched you. But anyways.
Right.
The other one, I was upstairs in the bedroom hanging out with this chick, right? And her younger sister comes up and is like, your man's downstairs or something. Like, she whispers to her, comes like, basically, your dude is here.
Right.
And then she's like, uh-oh. She's like, hold on, I'll be right back.
She said,
like, yeah, she goes out. She's like, I think you should probably go. And I'm like, all right, look, what I'm saying? So I walk out the room and he's at the top of the stairs. I mean, I looked at him and I just kept stepping though, but because again, like you said,
right?
I think that
I don't want that problem.
This what you're angry about
is not. I'm not on that level. I'm tender right now. I'm trying to get some pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a tender mood.
Your space ain't in there.
Look.
I gotta. You know how far?
So what did you do? You just.
No, I just walked down the steps.
You know how many fucking
shit to you?
You know how many fucking levels?
I just looked at him and he looked at me and I just kept walking.
You know how many levels of escalation you got to go through to get to his anger level?
Right.
No way possible. Because all you got to do is say one thing to this nigga. If it's not my bad. bad. What? Matter of fact, just don't say shit.
That didn't
just
say shit.
Keep stepping, yeah. nigga.
Yeah. But you felt the energy. You felt
there was definitely an energy. Listen, I was in the room upstairs in his girl's bedroom. Like, I don't know how there's no tension. Like, there should never be a time where you have a chick, if this is your chick, right? And she's in a room, in her room, with some other dude. I don't give a fuck if he gay.
I've been in a couple situations like that where I had stayed up. I had actually went back over to a house where she was going through a divorce and shit, and the husband came over, and my car was there and shit like that, and that motherfucker knocked on the door and shit like that. Like, no, I was leaving.
I remember y'all was holding a gun.
No, that was the cop.
That motherfucker was a cop.
They bought him sex toys. He's mad because he didn't get to use the sex toys.
And that motherfucker was like, yo, stop. And this nigga had gun and everything, and I'm like, I stopped. That nigga said, hey, man, hey, what's your name? He said, hey, stop. What's your name?
Hands up,
and I told
shoot,
him my
nigga.
Name. And then was he in full fucking uniform, dog? And I was like, this nigga could have very much snapped. Because, you know, going through divorces and shit like that is like, is a fucked up
time.
That's
a good idea for
a fucked up time.
Give all police fake names.
And so, he ain't got.
I'm serious. You don't have an alias?
This nigga's going to be willing to run your numbers.
Hold on.
He's going to take the. He got time today.
That's what I'm saying. Jason was saying he gave his name, right?
Yeah, I gave the nigga my name. I kept
your
walking.
Your real name?
I told him my name, and I just kept walking to the car.
Why? But
that, shit, that nigga is in a whole fucking uniform and in a car, nigga. I'm like,
he got time, nigga. Yeah. It ain't like a normal arrest. He got time to look all through your background.
Listen, I'm like, shit.
That's why you give it a fake name.
You don't have an alias, bro?
I can think of one on the
fly. No.
What's your alias?
Well, you know, Haitians, when they come to the U.S., they make up
names.
That's what
I'm saying. Like, you don't have, like, an alias already on deck. Like, okay, was I the only person that grew up with an alias?
Yes. If you go to jail a lot, then you can give different names and shit.
So you didn't expect to? Oh, come on.
You know what, man? You know what? Here's the thing, right? O-Dub's brother used his name a lot of times.
I knew a homeboy who used to use his brother's name.
He still hasn't cleared his name.
Yeah.
I got a job one time. O-Dub couldn't get the job because his background check kept flagging. GBI was kept flagging him for like all kind of crazy felonies and shit. So I guess that's why I just was never like, I don't want to get in the middle of any of that. Especially if there's somebody else who, like, you know, brothers who use other brothers' social security number for credit and
stuff. Right, that stuff is done.
It's too much, man. See, it gets people, somebody's in trouble.
Nigga, I couldn't get the fake name, though.
But you should have a fake name, though, on deck, right? You should have something that is not your real name.
So when you get arrested by the police, you can say Larry Louver, and they're gonna just believe that?
Back in the day, when I was a youngster, right? When I was a teenager, this is all when this
can
happened.
Can you say your alias or no?
My first name, the last name, I just used Johnson because Johnson's a popular black name.
Right.
So, and DeAndre, yeah.
DeAndre Johnson?
DeAndre Johnson.
You know how many DeAndre Johnson you probably fucked up?
Hey, bro,
I couldn't actually get the Uber job. I wanted to be an Uber driver. And them motherfuckers say, yo, you got a felony. I'm like, I've never had a fucking felony.
Because
my brother used my motherfucking name.
You never carry ID. Well, I didn't, right?
Right now, that shit's still on your shit?
I didn't even apply no more. And I was like, yo, we got to challenge this shit.
Like, hold up, though.
It's almost like, impossible.
But real talk, Uber, something changed. Because I told y'all about Uber kicked me off.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Shit.
They're like, all of a sudden, they're like, and I think it's because
DeAndre
of that.
DeAndre Johnson?
No. Because it was that when I got in that fender bender in fucking, out in, you know, fucking, what was that, 2016 or whatever. Uh-huh. And nothing happened, but I rear-ended somebody at a light, and I think because of that, I had that, and I had that one speeding ticket on my birthday. Those are the only two things that, since I've been doing Uber, that were on my fucking license, and then they
reject you posthumously.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, no, and I'm like, hold on, I'm already, you know, I've been check my fucking rating, motherfucker. Like, I'm a strong 4.8 something, damn near 4.9.
It don't even matter. They like, fuck it.
Fuck it. Don't give a fuck.
We don't need you, bro.
We don't fuck. I mean, because I think what happened was an Uber driver fucking like committed some crime or something. So they were like, we got to do a better background. We got to do more than, who knows what. They did more. And they were like, nah. That's why I fucking,
shit,
I'm anti Uber now. I'm all about Lyft.
Yo, Lyft, you know, hit us up, Lyft.
Seriously, the fucking profiled me inaccurately. They fucking labeled me a fucking criminal.
So I think this topic actually transformed to a possession thing, but I think that's a good conversation. So, as it stands, then, Jamie Mac, do you feel like you know, I mean, because we're about to get out of here now. But
that's my woman.
Do you feel like you're correct in your possessiveness?
Fuck yeah.
Or do you want to change?
No. No. But no, I fucking work too hard for this shit. You know what I mean? Like, so check this out. I knew a dude back in the day, right, that was fucking around with some drug dealer's girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And they kind of started really feeling each other. They
is this a homeboy?
Yeah, this a homeboy.
Okay. That's a movie too.
Yeah, and they were really feeling each other, right? And she was like,
she was light skinned though. She probably wasn't dark skinned.
No, nah, I think
she your homeboy didn't like dark skinned girls, right?
Get the fuck out of here. I don't know what he liked. I don't know what his preferences was.
Right.
I don't even know her skin tone, but
gotcha.
So they were feeling each other and she was like, I'm about to peace out. You know, and get away from this dude and we gonna do our thing, right?
She was telling me.
That's what she was telling the homeboy, right?
Okay.
Dude told her, are you fucking crazy? You know how much I've invested in you?
Right.
Like, I mean, because, yeah, like he did, like, she had gotten braces. She had, I think she got a butt job. Like, right. I mean, and not.
Drug dealer did
not. Right. And not like one of those over-the-top butt jobs. It was like a moderate, like, just.
Right.
Nice booty job down. Yeah. And fucking, you know, she drove a Benz and, you know, she fucking always dressed nice and shit. He was like,
ain't no over.
I'm going to invest all of this and you think you can just, you know, decide to leave whenever you want to leave now?
Right.
And that was the end of that because it made sense, right? I mean, this motherfucker was somebody who invested, he put a lot of money into somebody and he thought that was a proper investment.
And the way you bring it home is that you feel like you've invested a lot in your woman.
Way a lot.
Me too.
I just thought about this in 2 years.
Yeah.
In 2 years, I'm talking about marriage will be 20.
Right.
That's 2 decades of marriage.
Yeah.
That's investment.
My nigga, you better have your reason. Nah, ain't no reason.
Come on,
man. Ain't no reason, my nigga. I was about to try to figure out a good reason.
I mean, look, what they say in poker is pot committed.
All in.
Like, I mean, at that point, like, you know what I mean? You didn't already bid. Fucking, you bet $600,000. You only got $60,000 left. You might as well go throw that in. You ain't going to fucking fold down.
Yeah.
What you folding for? It's too late.
Yeah. I was about to say I want to be better, but I
don't want to be better.
I can't figure that out.
I think it's good to be possessive, man.
I don't want.
You just can't go crazy with it. You can't, you know, pull out a gun or somebody.
Well,
but,
see, again.
Well, you don't even want your girl to look at guys.
Yeah.
So that's a little too much.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit here like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, don't look at guys.
I'm not willing to punish my relationship
because
my girl's dancing with a dude at the club. But that leaving shit is out. Right, J-Mac?
Out.
That what?
That leaving shit is out. You better figure it out, nigga. Like, go live in a room over there across the hall.
Right,
some shit.
Like.
So y'all that possessive type like Blair Underwood in the movie when she had to strip
you
over.
I'm going to tell you, I haven't seen that movie.
I haven't seen that movie.
Really? Was it Breaking All the Rules?
No, not Breaking All the Rules. That one where... it was one of them damn Tyler Perry movies where Blair Underwood was very possessive and his wife, the girl he was about to get ready to fucking marry, they had somebody over stripping for her. She was going to get married. And that motherfucker came home and the stripper was dancing for her.
A dude stripper?
Yeah, dude stripper. And they closed the door, got out of there. That nigga slapped the shit out.
Let's talk about that. So a dude stripper is at your wife's party. Or yeah, at your wife's party. Her girlfriend orders a male stripper for the party. How do y'all feel about that?
She going to get that look.
Huh?
Like she's going to know that I'm upset, I'm mad. But I'm not going to like make a scene in front of everybody.
So wait a minute. Okay, I'm talking about overall, not what you're going to do at the moment.
Oh.
What how do you feel about this happening?
You don't like that?
No, you who don't like it?
I mean, what is he saying?
I don't know. Y'all don't like that.
I don't like that. I mean, like, I understand.
But that sounds like some bullshit.
Baby,
raise my hand. I don't like that. What do you mean?
Like the thing is I also understand like it's just her homegirls just wanted to have fun and like I understand like
so y'all are cool tomorrow. Even though nigga was okay, so we're talking about you're talking about like dancing over there, or he's grinding on her and his dick is hitting her.
I'm talking about dancing over there.
His dick is hitting her on her because no, niggas be having like long dicks.
Some niggas, right? Some niggas be out there. So
I'm talking about dancing over there.
So okay,
this nigga got a sock puppet on his dick.
Full disclosure. So we went to a club.
Okay.
And I don't remember. I think this was for our because we had a bachelorette party.
Okay.
So we had a combined party, right?
That's gay.
And it was not. This shit was fucking lit as fuck. People woke up butt ass. I mean, there's anyways.
Okay.
No, it was so. Again, you have all the dudes, right? And then it's almost like the wedding, right? Right. Where you the parties are fucking. You got the all the bridesmaids and all the groomsmen and all that shit, and you put them together in a sexually charged environment,
right?
Ecstasy and Molly may have been involved,
right?
Shit gets lit. That's all I know. But we were at a club, and so A-Love had a male stripper. I don't know because I didn't pay for it, obviously. And she didn't pay for it. And so one of her friends must have, I think. She wanted a female stripper. But the dude was, and I think it all is relative, because if this nigga had a big-ass dick, like trying to, you know, put it on her shoulder or pound her in her chest with the motherfucker, I would have had a problem. But this nigga had a prison build, right? Like this nigga was, you know, in heavily built up top.
Right.
With like toothpick legs. Uh-huh. And in his G-string, it wasn't showing. And maybe he was a grower.
Right.
But it didn't intimidate me.
He didn't pull it out?
No. This was in a club.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about a real stripper that like lays his dick on her shoulder.
Oh, no.
We can't have
no real exposed dick nowhere.
No,
like
the ones
like the dancing bear shit where the bitches be sucking dick.
Is that real?
It happened. Or you think those are all staged? Everything, all that staged? Yeah. That's a lot of fucking actresses to be fucking.
Because sometimes those be porno chicks in that.
But there's some of them. Well, I think those are the ones that come with the dancing bear. Like the ones that he ends up fucking.
Right.
But I think there's a lot of those chicks that just suck the dick.
No way.
What?
I don't believe that.
I don't
believe that, French Reggie?
I believe that.
I don't know. Don't fuck it up for me, man. Because that
I don't. But come on, man. How many women you know are just going to put their mouth on a dick in a
there's
club?
There's a lot of horny bitches. This is not a club. This is a party.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Grown women ain't.
How many niggas? How many reasonable niggas? Now, I'm not talking about just dickheads. How many reasonable niggas you go to the club with you and put their mouth on a stripper pussy? Think about that for a second.
You're so right. You just ruined dancing.
It's not their niggas. I'm not putting my mouth on no stripper pussy, nigga. Are you fucking kidding me?
Not at all.
No way possible.
Not ever.
You're not putting your mouth on a stripper pussy. You're not putting your mouth on a stripper pussy.
Out of four of us,
that's 100%.
Somebody would put their mouth. It's always one nigga in the crew
that'll try to fuck
and eat a stripper pussy. I'm not saying
not stripper pussy.
There's not a person in this room that would eat a stripper's pussy at the club. No, you may have fucked a stripper
a night.
You may have fucked a bitch that is a stripper too.
Right.
And y'all fucked one time and maybe you ate her pussy. I'm talking about at the club.
She would not let you do that.
There's no way. I don't know any of my friends that would put their mouth on. They would laugh at a bitch if she.
She won't even let you do it.
No. We're just talking about hypothetical.
Private room, nigga.
Now we did have a friend that drank a mixed drink out of a bitch pussy at that. Yeah.
That's even worse.
And that was really bad. But I don't think I've ever seen anybody go down on a stripper.
No.
I haven't. Now, white people, totally different. Maybe they would.
Yeah.
Maybe they would, but I'm talking about niggas. No, none of my niggas that I know of would eat a stripper's pussy.
No way possible.
No. So the very same token goes to women. I don't think women are literally putting their mouth on strange stripper dicks. I don't believe it, man.
I'm done with Dancing Bear.
Okay. Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah.
Those few women are paid to be there. They probably didn't have to pay them very much, but they're porno bitches.
Damn.
They're definitely porno bitches. The bitches in the background that you don't get to see, those are the people they came to invite to the show.
You know what it is? You know what sells it for me? Some bitches pass, right? Not every bitch wants
Like, nah.
You know, I'm just supposed to be out of the fucking party, nigga. You can't, you know, I clap that. But yeah, you know, I'm not finna suck your dick, nigga. Right. You know what I mean? So there's some rationale, you know, seeming bitches that make it seem normal.
Right.
And then there's the fucking bitches.
There are a couple of dumb bitches who probably saw Dancing Bear.
Right.
And then they did it because they saw that, but there's so few. I think that there's so few women who are like regular fucking women who are gonna put their mouth on a strange stripper dick. That's just not a thing, man.
What the fuck is
No matter if it's like damn, like damn.
What does that mean?
Like you don't want
like
a bitch.
They ain't never seen no big dick before or something.
No, come on, man.
Yeah, are you saying that all bitches have had all egos?
Yes, all bitches have seen a big dick before. Yes.
If fucking French Reggie took 3 days to fuck a bitch. I guarantee she never seen a big
dick
before.
That's because his clothes are too.
That was like high school shit. We wasn't grown kids yet. Now she's probably seen all the dicks in the world.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Caught her a hole in the show. Right.
You only had 30, but this bitch, fucking, you know, with her tight
she's
ass, fuck.
Lost count. Her elasticity is gone in this motherfucker by now. Yeah, man, that's not happening, man. Nobody's putting their mouth on a strange stripper dick, man. I promise you. Well, Slack room, give me feedback. Women, give me feedback in the Slack.
Yeah.
Write into the show if you're not in the Slack.
Think about how many women already that don't even like to suck dick. So think about
that's true, man.
That alone,
women be giving issues on sucking dick normally.
Yeah, that's still a hold thing. No, that's no, still no, a no, thing. No,
no, no. Not me.
Hold on, hold on. Is that a thing now?
That's still a thing.
What? What do you mean? Don't say still, because what do you mean still? I never said it was a thing back in the day. There are some women that you come across.
I used to hear a lot of women. When I was single, I used to hear about a lot of women.
There's a lot of women.
I didn't have that issue because women wanted to be my girlfriend.
Okay.
I never had the
So yeah, that's different. That's different.
And it depends on, I guess, maybe different, right? Because I had a homeboy, right? No, seriously. I had a homeboy that met a chick, right? He was hanging out with his cousin one time, right? And his cousin set him up with his girl's roommate, right? The only thing this bitch wanted to do was suck his dick, he said. He wanted to fuck. She didn't want to fuck. She just wanted to suck his
She's
dick.
She's an anomaly, though.
This girl's like that.
This nigga thought that, and he said, well, I thought, you know.
That was a dude then.
He said that.
She might have had a dick.
He said that he wanted to eat her pussy.
Right.
And she didn't want, see, and that's where my red flag was. I was like, she said she didn't like having her pussy eaten.
Yeah, he got Jace moved.
I was like, yo. That's a problem, bro. Because I've never met a woman in all of women history that said they don't like getting their pussy eaten.
Or fucking. Or she had been molested. Or she had some type of
outbreak or something. Deformity. Maybe her herpes 2 was in during that time. And she's like, nah, I can't go down there.
But I thought he was a girl.
No. He just got hooked up. It was the homeboys. It was the cousin's girl's roommate.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, so me and Jamie Mac, I guess, are stuck in our possessiveness.
I'm possessive.
You going to change or you think it's the way to go? Jay Smooth? Jay Smooth seems to think that he doesn't think possession is right.
Well, I think for somebody that I probably can, I think I have had, when I go back and think about it.
I'm talking about moving forward. I'm talking about from now on. What I was saying was I would like to think that I can.
I probably still will have some form of possession, possibly.
I'm not
if
saying.
If I'm paying all the goddamn bills and doing a whole lot of my
fucking bills. It ain't about that. Shit. It's not about that.
And if I got a lot invested in it.
Check us out. I'm not going to go on the record and say that I would be Jay Smoovish, you know, as far as.
Smack a bitch up.
No. Fuck pulling that. About pulling a pistol.
Allegedly.
You can just probably put a motherfucking chokehold and be done. And just, that's it.
But at this stage in the game,
that's it. Just,
I'm not going to say that I would.
It's got to be some consequences and repercussions.
I'm not going to say that I would pull a pistol.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that.
If the listeners could see Jamie Mac's face saying that, so you would understand the energy in the room.
So if you slap
right
him a little bit, but no, not really,
I'm not going to slap. I'm not going to slap. I'm not going to put my hands on nobody. And I'm not saying that I would pull a pistol either.
Is it okay to Donkey Kong? Can you Donkey Kong?
No, I'm not like, hitting the girl.
I'm talking about really like on top of the head.
Are
like,
you the woman?
Nah, yeah. You can't hit the woman, man.
Nah. In a situation like that, I hate to pivot, but so you just, find out that
okay,
the,
well, you're not
so
really,
the dude's.
So he's, so yeah,
the
no,
dude's
no,
involved,
Jimmy Mac,
just
so,
tripper really hard, no, like, see, and she so, walking
see,
tripper.
See, here's the tripper thing, right? Where we're having a problem, where we're having separation is, you're saying that you're talking to whoever this nigga is.
Yeah.
Jay Smooth sounds like he's saying he's talking to the woman.
But the thing about it is,
so there's a different energy here.
So it's like this, right? It's like Jay this.
You're pulling, you may pull your pistol on a woman, I mean on a dude. Jay Smooth pull his pistol on his woman.
But check this out, Joe.
Check this out.
It's really not the guy's fault. Do you blame the guy or do you blame your chick? If the dude know that y'all married, that this
if
my he, woman.
Yeah, if you know, you get blamed.
If you know, yes. But what if
you don't
most,
know, you can't get blamed for what you don't know.
But how do you know he doesn't know?
If you can't, okay, so you better have plausible
the common denominator.
You can't be
is
in my house
chick.
And see. You can't be in my house and see my picture up, nigga, and tell me you don't know.
No, fuck that.
You
fuck
can't
that.
See a wedding ring and tell me you don't know.
If you come in my house, motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, now you know.
Hey, I'm getting everybody. I'm sorry. I'm temporary insanity. I'm getting every fucking body.
You can't play Lawrence. Like,
you can't
play
temporary insanity.
Let me say something. If my fucking woman fucks in my house, yo,
it's done.
All bets off. That's some disrespect. That's like a bug. I would never. That bitch is in my house, nigga.
What's worse, your house or your car?
House.
Nigga, my house.
House.
Yeah, you my can house. Get a new whip.
House. My house. Damn. She fucking a nigga in
your whip though nigga, in the back seat. Nigga, and you wondering where them stains came from?
Nigga, you about to make me just put a spy cam on all of this.
What's worse, your bed or the man cave?
The bed,
nigga, my bed.
Don't let's see my the bed. See the, that's where that burning bed came from, right?
Yeah, like, but you spend more time in your man cave.
I will set this whole fucker on fire,
hey, nigga. Hey.
Don't play. Listen,
lay back in your bed knowing another nigga been smashed?
No, we've
already talked about this type shit, right? We've already talked about this shit, right? There's levels to the disrespect,
but Jay Smooth,
I'm about to record some shit and ask him like tonight.
If you sneak off to a hotel, if you go to his house, there's cheating, and then there's just blatantly disrespect, like. I don't give a fuck. Like, I hate you. Like, I'm gonna disrespect you so bad. Like, I just do all kind of fucking manly shit. Like, let this nigga fucking leave his shit in your drawers. And you know what I mean? Like, you guys are sharing clothes and shit. You know what I mean? This nigga come over.
Sock.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
But Jay Smooth, how many times have you been the nigga that fuck a girl on her husband's bed?
Never.
You never been the nigga.
Let me say this. Because the person was going through a divorce, I was just so happily in that house. But if they're married, like, I don't fuck with folk. I mean, she was married still. Technically, right. You know, but to fuck
the relationship
with a chick,
was over.
Nigga, I would never go to another nigga house and fuck his chick in the fucking house.
It goes back to what we were talking about. There's a different energy when a nigga finds you in his bed, right? I mean,
that's like crazy, nigga.
Like, you talk about just walking out in a situation that I described earlier. You talk about in the pussy in your bed,
and you knee deep in that nigga.
You know you're wrong, right? So then you don't even really, when you're wrong. Maybe it's just
if you don't know, right?
Once you find out that you've been fucking this dude's wife, you know you're wrong, right?
Yes.
So to me, anytime that I know I've been wrong, and there's been a fight that has to ensue, it's never worked out well for me. It's never been because I don't have
the energy.
I know you're wrong. I'm fighting him and I'm fighting myself because I know that I'm fucking wrong for the situation. And I know that if I was in his situation,
I'd feel exactly.
I would feel exactly the same.
You kind of deserve this.
Even though this bitch didn't tell me, I can understand where this motherfucker's coming from, and I don't have the feeling to fight what he's feeling.
All right, y'all. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonnets.com, where you can check out all the shows on the network. That's Black on Both Sides, BTG for President and Open Run with BTG. And just in case you're not a premium subscriber yet, make sure you go to raresonnets.com/register and go ahead and sign up for that. $5 a month. The first week is on us. You get a chance to listen to all the shows, the Friday shows, the archive shows, all that stuff. Anything else, guys?
Just to know, the people that was listening to this show, they already signed up.
Maybe. Last week we gave them a free Memorial Day present. We can do that again if y'all want.
Yeah,
let's start. Right.
Yeah, just this will be the last one though. So if you heard that last week and this week free, this will not happen again. This is a good show, man. So you're missing out. If you don't hear this Friday show every week, this is what you're missing every single week. Anything else, guys?
Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Absolutely. We know we didn't have a live this week, but we'll be right back next week with a live. So be Monday evenings, tune into the Facebook page, tune into the YouTube page, Periscope, Twitch. We got all that. It's multicast.
What time?
8:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Eastern time. 5:30 Pacific.
From now on, Jay Smooth is going to pay late fees if he's late. So
that's right.
8:30 p.m.
We got a late jar,
hold on,
y'all.
Hold on. What about the rest of you niggas?
Them too. Everybody's
got a late jar.
Oh, I can't wait, too. Nigga. Oh, I can't wait, nigga.
How you going to be late?
If I'm not ready, when y'all get
$5 a tardy.
Nigga.
Your time is important too, not just my time.
$5 a tardy.
If you're here just sitting waiting, then that's a problem.
I can't wait to get you motherfuckers.
So, and that don't mean
it's not going to go towards you. You know that $5 is not going to be yours, right?
Understand.
So what's considered tardy?
If you're not in your chair, just like fucking job.
If you're not ready to go.
Bust in the seat by 8:30.
Right. When the shit go live.
Not just in the seat, ready to record. Right. Ready to go.
Oh, nigga.
If the shit, when the cameras and the lights fucking action, nigga, if you ain't ready for action.
I ain't fucking, nigga. I'm on the show.
Keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.